Yeah. All right, Lars Lindstrom, you don't do enough interviews, so let's do this. I sought you out. You did not come to me for an interview. Breaking news today, I got fired as crew chief for Joe Shimoda. I was not happy about this. Is there severance? Is there HR? What can I do?
The severance only comes when you get a certain amount of work in, you know, as a like a career. Oh. And you have not built up any of that. Okay. Because for the past 2.5 races, yeah, since we hired you at Anaheim 1, obviously your performance level has been very low.
I did check in.
I mean, we won the first race.
Yeah.
But I feel like you kind of just walked into that. Like, I don't feel like you deserved or earned it. Yeah. And so...
Mike was done and everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, the past 2 weekends, we've had pretty good results, but you weren't around. So you were let go.
Fair. I can't argue much. I did check in a couple times, but apparently not enough. Hey, man. Yeah. Back on top. Rode great. Tough track. Really impressive. You know, I felt like he was very patient with Jason. Like, I'm going to get him. He didn't force anything. So it was an impressive ride.
Thank you. Yeah. I think so, too. The track, yeah. With the rain that came down, like, I know it wasn't a lot, but it was enough to make the track greasy, like everybody was, you know, said. And I think that, to be totally straight up honest, I don't think that we are as good as we can be right now with the bike. And I know that we're okay. I mean, we won the race. We can't be that bad. But I feel like, you know, we need to be a little bit better so that Jet can be a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's not to crap on any of the other guys because, everybody's riding really well. But, yeah, the track was super, super not sketchy. The track was just super slick. He took his time. It was patient. Yeah, I agree. Around Jason, obviously, you want to make the pass stick, yep, and you don't want to get any kind of retaliation after that. But I do think that Jason rode really good tonight. He was reading the whoops and made it hard on us. But, yeah, super proud of Jed, of course. Like, he did everything he had to do, and he was able to pull it off. So, yeah, pumped.
What did you think of Hunter's race?
Honestly, after all day, the way he struggled, you know, he was – I don't know if he's a little bit lingering from last week when he was super sick. But I think that – honestly, I think Hunter needs more time on the bike to just – like, during the week. Yeah. Like, if he used to be, like, on 250. If he missed a day, like, he would struggle for the next day. Okay. And this week in Florida, they got rained out basically every day. They didn't barely ride. Mm-hmm. So he came into this weekend, rode press yesterday, and then rode today.
A little controversy over the press 2 weeks in a row from some other teams, by the way.
Well, I'm not sure if people know how this whole system works, but we get 4 press days that we're allowed to have.
They get chosen. Are you allowed to be back-to-back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can do all 4 in a row. All right. But you get 4, yep, as a 450 rider. Other than A1, Daytona, Salt Lake, yeah. Then you also get a flex, which is you can pick whatever one you want. Okay. So we used our flex this weekend. We weren't supposed to ride press.
That's where I think the confusion was.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they got rained out this week in Florida, so they got, you know, they didn't get any time. So they used a flex, and they rode this week, yeah.
Okay. So back to Hunter, and then, yeah, so the lack of time a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, like, last week we had a decent result even for being sick, but, you know, we really need to get more laps under our belt. We said that last week, too. We didn't get them this week. So we need that. We need to improve the bike in the whoops, especially, I think, a little bit more. But a lot of that comes with just getting laps in, so you know what the bike's going to do, right? Like, for all that, I think his result was great. You know, we got great starts. We're not quite there yet, yeah, for you to do the bike test,
yeah. Yeah.
But or the start, you know, whatever. But we're getting there,
yeah.
And that really helped us, I think. So,
Toru interview was huge too. I bet you for his profile last week. So,
yeah. And I'm sure he hates that.
And Joe is toughing it out. It is going to be tough to do this off, you know, what he's got going on, but he's toughing it out.
I do think that, like, you know, last weekend was really gnarly. This race was really tough as well, but I think our strategy going into the whole thing was good.
Yep.
I think we did a really good job to be able to give him everything that he did to do the best that he could do, mm-hmm, and he did freaking good, dude. Yep. Like, I mean, 6th place with a broken hand. I mean, the guys he beat, you know, that's pretty big. So I think next week will just be a little better, still tough, and then we got two races off, you know, to get better.
What'd you think of the rolled whoops versus the standard whoops? They didn't roll them for the night show. I berated the Dirtworks guys. I wasn't happy about that. But what'd you think of the difference in the prep?
I love that they actually did. Me and Mewy, Mike Mewy had texted. I texted with him at Paris. I sent him pictures of the thing. I showed him sizes. I showed him the roller. I showed him everything. And
I was sending Dirt Jerks photos of that from Paris.
Yeah. So, and I'm not trying to take credit because I know that we've been for 20 years maybe talking about like, hey, we should try it. I thought for this dirt it would work really well. I'm pumped that they did it. I'm pumped that they did. They came up with like one set built the one way, one set built the other way. But honestly, I wouldn't blame Dirtworks for the reason why they didn't roll them for the night show, because most of the riders asked for them not to be.
I heard they were kind of saying, dude, they're gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know enough, like, on why or what happened or how. I didn't see them, like, how they developed after that, but I'm bummed that it didn't really work out. I mean, but in the press conference, Kenny, Jason, and Jet were saying that they want to do that more in the future.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. The Dirt Jerks were saying it didn't work. It's not going to happen. They're going to burn the roller, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, like, yeah, I'm glad it's back. But, all right, okay, so we may see these things appear again.
I think the full investigation needs to happen, like Gothic J would say. And then we'll find out more. I think there's something there. I just don't know if, like, I don't know.
Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for this. I'm glad Weej will not ask you about Rolled Whoops in Paris and your effect on these today. So thank you. Yeah.
Okay. No, I-